Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I was browsing social media earlier and spotted something coming to Cambridge at the end of the month that, to be honest, I couldn't quite believe what I was reading. Anna Brownstead is Programme Coordinator at Our Place in Space. Afternoon, Anna.
Hello.
Now, let me get this right. We're going to be able to travel across the solar system just by going for a walk along the River Cam. What's this all about?
Yes. Well, Our Place in Space is an epic scale model of our solar system designed by artist Oliver Jeffers. It combines a three-dimensional sculpture trail, an interactive AR app, and all sorts of exciting learning and events programs. And it's basically asking the question, what's the difference between us and them? What happens to your perspective when you look back at Earth from space?
Of course, you see these pictures, for instance, taken from the International Space Station, and we just look so tiny, don't we?
We do, just a pale blue dot.
So, I'm actually looking at pictures at the moment of the trail. Is this the one that's in Belfast at the moment?
Yes. So the trail is actually going to be in four sites total. It opened in Derry, Londonderry first. And the second site is on a gorgeous mountain overlooking Belfast, which is where it's located now. And then at the end of this month, it's coming down to Cambridge.
And it looks absolutely incredible. You've got these like archways or gateways that you walk through, and alongside each one is a part of a solar system. Is this to scale? I mean, some of these planets look like little beads and others of them are like football sizes. And when you look at the sun, it's absolutely massive.
Yes, it is absolutely to scale. So Oliver Jeffers has been working with Professor Stephen Smart, who's an astrophysicist at Queen's Belfast. And the scale is 590 million to one, which is about the equivalent. If the sun was a 3 meter diameter globe, all of the planets are scaled to that.
And I also notice I'm watching a walkthrough of it in Belfast at the moment, and it seems that some of them are further away from each other than others. Is that to scale as well? Sort of a distance you have to travel between the planets? I mean, I notice that the moon and the Earth are right next to each other, for example.
Yes, because at that scale, the moon's not that far off from the Earth. But let me tell you, the distance between Mars and Jupiter is shocking. But yes, everything is in scale. As you move along through the solar system, you can look back and kind of see that distance you've come.
So where's this going to be placed when it comes to Cambridge? Where can we see this?
Oh, it's very exciting. So the sun and the first four inner planets will all be on Midsummer Common. So you'll start from the sun and you walk east along the River Towpath, all along the River Cam, planet by planet, all the way out, almost 10 kilometers away, is little Pluto, which is in Waterbeach.
So you're going to have to walk from Cambridge all the way to Waterbeach to get to Pluto. I mean, that really gives you a sense of a scale of this, doesn't it? But it's absolutely doable, isn't it? I mean, on
it
a
is.
Good day, pack yourself a picnic. You could walk across the solar system.
Absolutely. And we've got all sorts of engaging events, including guided cycle rides. You'll be able to cycle the solar system. All of our events are free. We'll have all sorts of things happening in and around the sculpture trail to celebrate it and to just bring different contexts of learning to Cambridge.
Hang on, did you just say this is absolutely free?
Yes, everything that we're doing is absolutely free. So Our Place in Space is part of Unboxed Festival, which is a really huge scale festival of 10 commissioned projects that are happening all over the UK and Northern Ireland. And this special commission, everything in and around it is absolutely free. So there will be many, many things that will be happening all across the month of August. We've got a launch weekend on July 30th and 31st, 2 days of family fun, of music, performance, activities, special talks, special guests, which I'm not allowed to reveal just yet.
Oh, hush,
hush. It will be very exciting. Yes, it will be very exciting. And like I said, continuing across the month of August, and then we'll close at Bank Holiday weekend. We're going to have a big picnic at the planets to celebrate the trail having been here. And then it takes off to its next location at the end of August, and it'll go up to North Downs in Northern Ireland.
When I think about this, I mean, this is really appealing to me, but I can imagine for maybe someone who's at school at the moment, learning about the planets, this is really going to help put things into perspective. Who's it aimed at? Is it aimed at your school children? Is it aimed at people who just want to have a lovely walk along the River Cam? Who's your target audience?
It is aimed at every single person living on planet Earth. There are lots of child-friendly activities. There's actually online challenges. We've got people like Chris Hatfield and Neil Gaiman who have contributed challenges that people can start taking part in now. You can visit our website at ourplaceinspace.earth. Some of the events, I say there's so many for young people. There's also, we've got a meteor shower sky watching event that's a late night event, Meteors on Midsummer. So it will take place at the peak of the Perseid meteor shower, and it will be a silent disco style listening event where everyone will come out to the common in the dark, lay down and watch a meteor shower while we're listening to two different immersive soundtracks by local artists. It'll be amazing, beautiful. We've got a sunset cycle ride. So not everything's just for the kids. Some of it's geared more towards adults or over 18s, but everyone is welcome to everything.
This is fascinating. So I expect someone's going to have to book a huge container or something to transport this ginormous exhibition all the way from Northern Ireland to us here in Cambridge.
One of the most wonderful things is that one of the drivers who drives one of the big trucks is actually an astrophysicist. And there's something really great about our big planet sculptures being delivered by an actual astrophysicist.
I mean, that's just incredible, isn't it? When are we going to expect to see them start, well, appearing across our city?
Well, the load-in, which takes quite a few days, as you can imagine, starts in the middle of July. So you'll see action on Midsummer Common and along the River Cam that starts happening mid-July. But everything will be installed for our launch weekend, like I said, July 30th and 31st. So if you want the full experience, come anytime from July 30th and the solar system will be up in Cambridge.
Absolutely fascinating. Let me just get this right once again. So to find out more, I need to go to ourplaceinspace.earth. Anna Brownstead, Programme Coordinator, thank you so much for telling us all about this afternoon.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you come journey to space with us.
Cambridge 105 Radio.